Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for an opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you for your gift of life. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, O God, for your provision and for your protection. We thank you that we are alive. We thank you, O Lord, that we are in your presence today. Father, open our eyes, our ears, our heart to receive from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3? Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12 was placing more emphasis or inferring from Hebrews chapter 11, which was on the men of faith, Abraham and Moses. So when you read the chapter 12, verse 1 that we read, it said, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses. The great crowd of witnesses here does not refer to spectators or people who have seen us, who are cheering us, who are supporting us, who are witnesses of our lives. But it's referring to the people that the chapter 11 spoke of, which is Abraham and Moses. Hallelujah. They bear witness. They have a life that they themselves can say that since we endured, since we had faith in the Lord, we were able to achieve his promises. So we have a lot of things as example. We have Father Abraham to look onto. We have Father Moses to look up to. Hallelujah. And we have been given an example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who endured, hallelujah, the cross, so that we will be saved, and for him also to sit on the right hand side of God. Hallelujah. This is enough for us. Hallelujah. I'm preaching on the topic, running the race of faith. Running the race of faith. Hallelujah. So this first verse gives us a basis to know that we, if we are supposed to run a race of faith, then we have people who have all already done that. We have people who have, you know, taken the seed of the word of God and lived their life according to the seed and the promise of God. And because they believed, they were able to achieve. Because they believed, they were able to be accorded as somebody who was righteous. Hallelujah. And they bear witness to us that if we also believe and endure, we will be able to achieve. But he said that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We are all running a race. We are running a race of faith, a race of salvation. Hallelujah. By the exemplary life of the men of faith, Abraham and Moses, they encourage us in running the race of faith. They testify the real possibility of being faithful to the end. Hallelujah. They testify the real possibility that it is possible for you to make it. It is possible for you to endure and for you to make it to heaven in this corrupt world. It is possible. It is possible that if you endure and you continue to believe in the Lord, whatever that he has promised, he will deliver. Hallelujah. A prophecy came onto your life, and it's been 2 years, you are not seeing, you know, the results of the prophecy or the promise of the prophecy. If you endure and you keep praying and you keep working about this prophecy, the end will be joy. It will come to pass. Abraham received the word from the Lord. It took time, but he did not get weary. Hallelujah. He took time, but he did not get worried. So we have their life and we have their story. We have their encounter to encourage us so we can also live a life of faith. We are running a race of faith as we seek to follow the footsteps of others who have successfully run the race of faith. There are three things, hallelujah, necessary in presented in our text that we have read. Hallelujah. The first one is that if we want to be successful in running the race of faith, then one, we need to lay aside certain things. Hallelujah. Certain things. Everything that, you know, when you are running a race, you do not want to carry a lot of heavy things. You wear light clothing. Hallelujah. You wear light clothing. You wear light attire so that as you run, your clothing does not become heavy and you do not get tired. Hallelujah. And that is why those who are involved in athletics and others, you see them wearing skimpy light dresses on them, because the dress should not add, you know, weight. And that is the same thing with us who are running the race of faith. We need not to put things adrenjini and nyomebi ewaya kwemua ebema ye gidie abafom. Hallelujah. Ebema ye gidie abafom. We need not to. Hallelujah. He says that lay aside every weight. Enyoma bia enye boni but a trimosign. Hallelujah. Enyoma bi wo holma enye boni but a trimosign. Enyoma bi wo holma emwa. Hallelujah. E ya daje seye emwa wo dachi emwa bebi anyankopon pese ode wo ye den eko. Hallelujah. Adwene dwene osun eye enyoma ni bi. Hallelujah. When you are running the race of faith, and you are away home down, it just will be free. Hold on. Hallelujah. And crawful negative thoughts. Oh, it can never come to pass. It is never true. You will never make it. You will never make it. Those people, you have to put them aside. You have to drop them. They are weights. They weigh you down. If you are running the race of faith, those negative people, you have to leave them. Hallelujah. You have to drop them. He said, lay aside every weight. Those who have a negative confession, leave them. Those who do not see any good in you and the promise of God on your life, leave them. They are weights. Hallelujah. They are weights. Friends who have no future, who have no plans for their future, who just want to live their life by the day they are with, leave them. Hallelujah. Friends who do not love the things of God, and for that matter, do not believe the promise of God on your life, leave them. Friends who do not believe in Christ, and who have become an area of confusion in your life, an area that is affecting your faith, because they say things that discourages you. They say things that discourage you in your faith. Leave them. There are certain TV programs and there are certain channels on YouTube, on social media, that attack Christianity, that attack your faith, which is weighing you down in you running the race of faith. Do not go there. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside everything that weighs you down, that is affecting you, your race of faith. Ujidie anamontu, ujidie akwentua, utu wo Yesu Kristo muno. Enyome biara, eye akwensidie, enyome biara, ema ujidie etobahano, jitu ho. And this can be people in your family, this can be friends, this can be even the type of job that you are doing. It is weighing you down. It is giving you, you know, discouraging you. It is not supporting your race of faith. Lay aside every weight. Hallelujah. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside everything that is not supporting your spiritual growth. Hallelujah. That relationship that is full of filthiness, that is full of fornication, that is full of making you unclean, and you cannot get into the presence of God, and you cannot tap into the promises of God, the promises of God concerning your life, lay aside it. That woman that when you see, lay aside that woman, because it is affecting your race of faith. And your race of faith is a race of the promises of God. It is the race of you being saved. It is the race of you being happy. It is the race of you getting eternal life. What is at the end of the tunnel is greater than the enjoyment you get today. Your future hope and your future life is so bright than you destroying your life and wasting your life on hookups. Hallelujah. Those friends that are drawing you into the life of side chick agenda. Today, it is a great business. Leave them. They are weights. And he says that number two, lay aside the sin that easily ensnares you. Hallelujah. The sin that easily ensnares you. Is it lies? Is it fornication? Is it evil thinking? Is it, what sin do you fall easily to? Everybody and their burden. Everybody and what they carry. Somebody is robbery. Somebody is lying. Somebody is cheating. Somebody is dead. So he says that check into your life. In your running of race, there may be sins that easily catches you. There may be sins that you easily fall to. Lay aside those things. They are the things that the enemy is using to get you. They are the things that the enemy is using to destroy you. They are the things that the enemy is using to make sure that you do not get the promises of God. They are the things that the enemy is using so that you will not run the race of faith to the end. And anyone who do not run any race to the end does not get any crown, does not get any reward. Hallelujah. Even if they decide to reward everyone who finished the race, if you do not finish the race, you will not get anything. And that is the plan of the enemy concerning your life, that you will not run the race of faith well. Hallelujah. And if you will run the race of faith well, then you need endurance. Endurance. The race of faith is not a sprint. It is a marathon. Hallelujah. It is a marathon. It is a lifelong journey. It is not only when you said, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior, and that is the end. No. You have now been born into the kingdom of God, and now you are coming to live the kingdom life. It is not a sprint. It is a marathon. So you need endurance. Anybody who is running a marathon needs endurance. Hallelujah. Endurance. 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 We need endurance. It requires a sustained effort over a period of time. Hallelujah. The Christian life is much more than emotionalism or thinking that we are saved because of an experience. It is a lifestyle. Hallelujah. The Christian race is not, you know, a stroll in the park, but a race that requires energy and persistence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Are you there? And let us not grow weary whilst doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Hallelujah. It is a race that we need endurance. If it is just a sprint, a short time, then nobody will grow weary. Hallelujah. Nobody will grow weary. But it is a race that needs endurance, because the Christian living is a living full of up and downs. There are trials, there are temptation. And Father Abraham himself, hallelujah, himself saw that, because he had to wait. Hallelujah. When we read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 15, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 15, you see, he said, so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise.
And so he patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Nyabotre. The race that you are involved in requires that you need to be patient. Empaba. And you mumbe tare. And you mumbe ding. Why do you say nyankopon apo? Why do you say nyankopon? And wundin ye. Now so unya jidi wonimu na wampaba. Obeyen kunim dear for. Obeyen kunim dear for. Woma wa srebo. Woma wa trebo. Woma wa kase wa brabo enko si bibi arano. Nyanku pon ebe puvu womo wrong. Your life will amount to something. your life will become a success. Your life will become an example. Your life will become a testimony. Your life will become a great example and role model to others. You will make it. You will have joy in your life. You will have what you need in Christ Jesus. You will not be put into shame if you run the race of faith. Se wutu wujidie ese nyankopomu na wampa ba. Hallelujah. Ye wo enyoma, we have a lot of witnesses. We have a lot of examples that we can. When Moses heard the voice of God and God had promised the children of God a land, and they endured, they were able to enter the promised land. When God told Father Abraham that you shall be the father of many nations, and he endured. Yes, today we are all descendants of him that had faith and endured and achieved the promises of God. The promises of God. The race of faith is a race of the promise of God, which is an endurance race. You need endurance. You need not to quit. You need not to quit. You need not to cry. You need not to grow weary. You need to grow in faith. You need to grow in joy. You need to grow in the love of God, because you are running a race of faith. Hallelujah. You are running a race of faith. It says that the third thing is that we need to focus on Jesus Christ. It said, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. The author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. If you will be successful and victorious in this race of faith that we are running, the Christian life is a race of faith. And our text says that if we will be successful, then we should focus on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We should fix our eyes. That is what some translation puts it. Instead of the focusing, they say fixing your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Our focus must be upon the Lord as we run the race. Hallelujah. Just as Peter began to sink in Matthew chapter 14 verse 30, when he looked at the waves and took his eyes off Jesus, so man will veer off the course in the Christian race if we focus on something other than Jesus. Hallelujah. When we focus on other things, when we focus on people who are making it whilst our time is not yet due. Hallelujah. When we focus on the many things that are surrounding us, when we focus on come and join this, come and join that, when we focus on other people's life without focusing on Jesus Christ, we will veer off. Hallelujah. And that is why a lot of people are losing their faith. That is why a lot of people are losing their faith and doing other things which are not worthy of a Christian. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ is not their focus. If the life of Christ is your focus, you will not grow weary. If the life of Christ is what you are looking at, you will continuously stay in the will of God. Hallelujah. If we will be able to run the race of faith and be successful, then Christ should be our focus, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Without Christ, we do not have any race that we are running. Without Christ, we do not have any hope for the future. Without Christ, we do not have salvation. Without Christ, we are empty. Without Christ, without Christ, there is no hope for us. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that is why running the race of faith, we need to focus on him. We need to focus on his life. We need to focus on his promises. We need to focus on it is finished. Hallelujah. We need to focus on Christ. We should look at Jesus and live. Hallelujah. We should look at Jesus and live. If we want to run a race of faith, then our role model should not be our pastor. Our role model should not be a friend. Our role model should be Christ. Hey, Anka Jesus Ben is saying, Anka Jesus Bekan is saying, dear na Jesus Aka, get into the scripture, because your earthly role model can get it wrong, but Jesus Christ will not get it wrong. Because your papa can get it wrong, but Jesus Christ will not get it wrong. Stick to scriptures and ask yourself, what would Jesus have done? What is Jesus saying on this matter? Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, and thus he is our focus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can be wrong, but Jesus Christ can never be wrong. Hallelujah. So as I lead you to Jesus Christ, I should not become your Jesus, but stick to Jesus. Hallelujah. Stick to Jesus. Running the faith, running the race of faith requires that you focus on the Lord. It is him alone that will make you victorious. It is him alone that will make your race as a Christian enjoyable. He said, come to me, for my yoke is light. If you are running a race of endurance, you need a yoke that is light. And Jesus Christ says that, come to me, all ye that are heavily burdened. Come. For our money, for our how, for our kodanda, for our bisadie, everything, regardless of what you are going through, regardless of what you are facing, regardless of what your issues are, come to me, for my yoke is light. Because he knows that you are running a race of faith. He knows that you are running a race of endurance. So for his yoke is light. If you do not burden yourself with too many things, the Christian race is a race which the Lord's yoke is light. But we have burdened ourselves with so many things and so many theologies that is making your heart heavy, that is making your life some way be. No, the Christian life is not some way be. It is a life of joy, hope, happiness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. With a helper who tells us where to pass, what to do, when not to do this and what not to do. Hallelujah. We have all that we require to running the race of faith well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Running the race of faith well. Hallelujah. Running the race of faith well. What are the things that is putting a yoke on your life? It's making your race as a Christian cumbersome. It's making your race as a Christian problematic. It's making your race as a Christian not enjoyable. You know, the seed top. What are the things? You will see that there are things that you have carried. Extra luggage. And any extra luggage you carry, you pay high. Hallelujah. Any extra luggage you pay, you carry, you pay high. And that is why Christ says that, come to me, all that are heavily burdened.
I have paid the price for you. If you want to be successful in your race as a Christian, then look to Jesus and live. Shall we be upstanding? There are other things that we are looking at in our life. Christ is no more the focus. Success is the focus. Riches is the focus. Achieving this is the focus. Doing that is the focus. So we are growing weary. We are growing weary. If we recondition our mind and make Christ the focus of our life, we'll live a life which is light, full of happiness. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, I thank you for the opportunity, for your word, that we should focus on Christ as believers in running out this race of faith, in running the Christian race. We need to focus on Christ. We need to leave everything that is near us, whether it be sin of fornication, whether it be sin of lies, whether it be any kind of sin, sin of envy. Father, cleanse us, O God, and impart in us your Holy Spirit, which is our helper, our comforter, our everything. Hallelujah. We need you, O God. 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 Have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.